Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
It's on the bottom, though. They still turn yellow. I'm about to YouTube something to figure out how to get that back.
I think it is some.
Okay. I think you gotta like put them in a purple light or some dumb shit. You gotta do wrap them up in plastic and throw them down the garbage can.
Shoes I got on today?
Those some ugly ass threes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't know shit about all that.
Yeah, them some ugly ass threes right there, man.
Yeah, know what I'm saying.
See, he got them tied up too tight, so I don't even know. Yeah. Do you know the ones you got at the corner store?
Yep, I got these from the same place Lil Boosie got his Jordans.
Bruh, yeah. I thought I was the only one. I'm like, bro, them Jordans fake as fuck that Boosie got in there.
Yeah, they're fake.
Yeah, they're fake. They told Boosie not to do it. Boosie say fuck that
Boosie
shit.
Boosie say, man, he got money. Them girls still go get it to him.
I got money. I like it.
Baby, these shoes can come off.
Why is Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Because she wear glass shoes?
Yeah. Nope. Because she's always running away from the ball. Y'all niggas,
that bitch
slow.
Wanted to go to the ball. Didn't she fly?
She was at the ball, and but then at 12 o'clock, she out. Had to run to...
Because the pumpkin...
So why she couldn't run away from the...
Don't ask me. That was the punchline. She's always running away from the ball.
Damn, Cinderella.
Come on, make it make sense, y'all. Make it make sense, y'all.
Because she got a glass shoe.
Yeah, because she got a glass shoe.
She got a glass foot.
No, that's stupid.
No, that was funny.
Spin that shit. All
right.
Okay, why did the pitcher go to prison?
Because he stole...
You say, why did the pitcher go to prison?
Yeah.
You talking the baseball pitcher or?
Picture. Take a picture.
Picture. Oh. Why did the pitcher go to prison? I don't know.
Because it was framed. That shit made John snort on me.
I was like, Jock, are we talking about the pitcher?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the...
I'm thinking baseball.
The actual pitcher. Okay. That's cool. We got this month. Y'all go ahead. Y'all stay safe. Anything we got, name drop, we dropping anything?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nah, man. We out.
We got to go catch this game.
Nah, man.
Shout out to Gators.
I got to go hit this lick. About to blow a check.
All right, well, go on, spin that shit. Y'all already know how I listen. Go on, spin that shit. Go on, that shit.
Oh, spin you that. Be
spin the check and get it right back. All right, let's go. We out this sucker. It's the scoop.
Yes, sir. It's the scoop.
Hey, man, it's Sunday, man. You know what? You know what question I ain't dropping in a long time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Has anybody had their morning Joe yet? Has anybody enjoyed their morning Joe yet, man? You had your morning Joe yet, man? That Jaws over easy. All right, man. This is your host, PJ the Perfect Gentleman. I got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Fly Jock himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
All right, we in the building. Sunday the Scoop. Y'all already see the topic. Can you tell a man how to spend his money? This come from YK Osiris and
Ocho
Cinco. Ocho Cinco. Chad Ocho Cinco.
Mama name Chad. I'm gonna call him Chad. Do it.
Jump right into
that. Yeah, it's been an happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Oh yeah, happy
late Thanksgiving. Right. Yeah. Shouts out to all the school teachers. I can't wait to send Taylor Nas back to school.
Bro,
I've been on vacation all week, and it has been.
Oh, bro, damn, bro, you been on vacation?
I wouldn't call it that. Shit, send that to house with Taylor. I'd rather go to work.
Okay.
Girl, it's just me and her.
Well, I ain't had a problem.
7 days straight.
Nah, yeah.
I'm lying. 9 days straight.
But that's a long time. Daddy.
I reached my breaking point today. Finally told her, I ain't your goddamn servant. Get your ass up and fish your own damn noodles.
Mm. Well, I didn't have that problem because Jaja went to Georgia.
Georgia?
She went to ATL with her auntie.
And that's all you know.
My aunt took her up there to see my mom and my sister. They spent Thanksgiving up there. She just got back yesterday. I ain't gonna lie. I did miss my baby, but.
You miss your baby?
Yeah, I did miss my baby.
That's what we talking about, man.
But it was a little vacation.
Yeah, I promise you. I miss my baby for about.
Check it.
Yeah.
All right, this is what we're going to get into, man. Briefly, real briefly. Let me see if I could alter this.
Who is that?
Yeah, let me see if I can alter the exposure on this real fast. Let me get a little darker.
Bye.
And this exposure. Yeah, there we go. Now we getting to the point of where we can see something.
Well, this bitch got my attention, Tom.
Yes, sir. We finna talk about her.
Yes, right. She can tell you how to spend your money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she can tell you how to spend your money.
Yep.
All right, check it out. Boom. So this is what happened, right, man? First we got the the YK Osiris thing, which is we can play that.
Oh, that's Cherokee.
Y'all want to play that?
That ain't Cherokee.
Oh, that's Cherokee?
That's Cherokee.
Y'all want to play that?
Bro, Cherokee blocked me on Twitter years ago.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah, what she blocked me on Twitter, bro.
Excessive likes? Nah, because...
Excessive likes, bro. Man.
It is crazy. So, Pinky, you remember Pinky?
Yeah.
Okay, Pinky was like the number one adult star.
Right.
Okay? So, my dog, Ghouli, shout out to Ghouli. I took a picture in front of a Bentley. My customer got a Bentley. So I'm just in the car, you know, being crazy job. So my dog tagged Pinky in it and was like, hey, he want to take you somewhere. And Pinky responded.
Yeah.
He can take me anywhere. Bro, I don't know what happened. Cherokee blocked me.
Because
I was friends with Cherokee on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, she blocked you because you
I was in the adult industry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You
yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You still selling that bridge?
Huh? Hey.
You still selling that bridge over there on 5-4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure you in the dog industry, you might as well start selling bridges, too.
Yeah. I'm doing that construction over there.
Wait a minute. Just because somebody got them a nice nickname.
Yeah, damn, you know, bro.
The Human Sitter Fan.
Yeah, so, know what I'm saying? I'm
just
two.
Because they got a nice tag name, you know what I mean?
Saying?
That's supposed to mean you.
I'm just saying, how the hell this nigga been in the industry that I've been trying to break into for years,
bruh?
You know how many? Shut up,
bruh. 2 inches, hey. Bruh, from the ground.
Oh shit,
bruh!
Shout out to AJ Johnson.
This nigga. Check it out.
Nigga gave us a whole cup, but I ain't got.
Yeah, you do.
That nigga
don't
ever
look.
All right, check it out, man. This
nigga
what
happened, be
hiding
shit on me, y'all.
How do we feel about the simple fact that Ocho Cinco went live with, like on YK Osiris? He pretty much was like, he spent like $350 on some diamond pair of earrings, yeah. Right? And then he was saying, you know, he don't advise anybody else. He's not doing it to advise anybody else to do it. You know what I mean? But Chad
Ochocinco, he say that was an investment.
Okay.
Okay. That's how I look at it. It do look cool. You got the nice diamond, this diamond, that. If you can afford it, you can afford it. But Ocho, that's the reason I fool with Ocho, you know what I'm saying? Because he keep it real. Ocho is a millionaire. So, Tony a millionaire, he can go buy these two diamond earrings from Claire's for $10. A person go say, damn, boy, I bet he dropped that bread on that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all expect me to spend that kind of money. And Ocho said that. They will expect me. He say, why would I spend $60,000 and $100,000 on a watch when he can ask somebody what time it is and that was free? But
that's stupid. But carry on.
Why that's stupid?
I mean, it makes sense what he's saying.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know. I'm not a millionaire. Okay. I just can't walk in the jewelry store and say, hey, drop $150,000, $250,000 on a watch.
Let me get all that.
Yeah. See, if you can do it, do it. But he just was saying, like, I want to took it to, like, how old boy took it. Like, hey, how can you tell a grown man how to spend his money?
At the end of the day.
He never told him, man, you need to stop doing that. He just was saying, like, hey, I got those same
things from Claire's.
I got the same one.
But who asked for your opinion when it
came? Like at that point, if he said he said it then. Yeah. Sounded like he was throwing shade. Sounded like he was a hater on the front line.
Because he wasn't throwing shade.
Yeah, he was.
He just being Chad. But
through the whole tree.
But you know, yeah.
Like,
he just being Chad, man. I don't give a damn. Chad did that to all the football players.
Like, if you try to undermine a bitch, whatever the fuck a bitch got going on, then, like, to me, that's just throwing shade.
Okay, Tony, you got these J's on. Hey, I can get them same J's. That's sicko.
You know, crazy.
That's shade.
I seen that shade.
But the bitches fugazi though.
They fugazi. I'm finna get these blue and white.
Right.
Hey, these from the kid. Ain't nobody gonna be able to tell. Right. Up against that.
That ain't no shade. He just said, hey, he can get them for cheap. And then all I say, you rock them, and that's it.
Yeah.
He wasn't being disrespectful. I mean,
like I say, I mean, the nigga probably was a cancer. He probably was one of me. You know, we take every damn thing out of pocket.
He wasn't being disrespectful. Like, Ocho ain't saying, oh, nigga, you dumb for going to do it.
I think he was just trying to be funny with it. Nigga just don't like jokes. I ain't no joking ass.
Right,
nigga.
Right.
You know, you can't tell me how to spend my money.
This is Chad, bro. This Chad.
But like I say, niggas, in today's world, that's just the way people like to flex. Me personally, if I ever became a millionaire, I just sit back and I think about the logic in these whole things. Okay, let me go spend $100,000 on a chain or a watch, right?
Right.
I go to the project and buy two houses.
See, and that
but
is
this
is
what I'm trying to say. But who is people or us to say that? Like, he don't got that already.
You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but at the same time, our mindset is, especially people coming from the hood, people that ain't used to having that type of money, we for to go splurge.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
We prefer to be flashy than classy. Like, right. At the end of the day, that's just what it is.
That is the reason I respect that young fella, Rod Wave, okay? Rod Wave say he is not buying no jewelry until he have enough houses. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, because at the end
of the
day,
once you get all that property, land, then...
Right, you can buy you like four or five houses.
Right.
As a rich person running that shit through somebody else. I mean, of course, you send other type of money, so these little $1,000 that, you know, they paying every month, you ain't really worried about it.
Right.
But if these houses are paid off free and clear, and you got it, you own a bit for 30 years, you got... people renting the business out and all the money just going back in there.
Like you said,
you seeing a return on it. That's all we saying at the end
now,
of the day.
If you own your business, now that fella, and I'm sorry, I was saying this years when this little fella came in the game, and I wish somebody can sit him down and talk. Ooh, that fella, Lil Pump. I don't know if y'all know that little young rapper. He from Florida. He that little. He owed 1 point some million in taxes now.
Oh yeah.
Yes, but guess what?
He the same boy.
Listen, he that same one who announced, oh man, who say you can't buy jewelry? I'ma keep buying jewelry. And now look, you owe 1.5. You ain't got your shit together.
Well, he better consolidate that jewelry.
Yeah, because that. Because
at the end of the day, I think that that's what most rappers. That's what most rappers use that for, anyways. You know. You know, the jury and things like that, because, you know, some of that stuff can, and it does appreciate in value, especially if it's right. gold, especially right. if it's real gold, 24K, you know what I mean, gold, it appreciates in value, but the longer you have it.
Yeah, but, you know, one concert, bitch get body, yank that bitch off, boom, there go yo, $100,000 gone.
I don't think that they're going to wear the 24, like, you see what I'm saying, I'm talking about those investment chains. Now, that might be the, you know, the show change. You see what I'm saying? I don't
right,
think
right.
they're wearing the investment
chain. An investment chain. Chain is the Cubans to me.
Yeah, you're not wearing that to no damn
I want show. A Cuban.
You only wearing that for a picture.
I want a Cuban.
I don't know. Like I say, I'm going to stay right. in my $200 Jordan line.
All right, so all right, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna carry on. We ain't going to stay long on that one. All right, forget that one. Pass on. Let's go. Ding, ding, ding. I hate this shit. This is what happened, right? Y'all see Shoulder on the screen. I mean,
Diaz.
Y'all see that. All right, boom. Okay. So check it out. Conversation with a little window or something like this right here, man. It was just like, Quita, like, she asked you. She said, I miss you. That's what the first thing said. That's what the first line said. All right, let me go to it. It said, the first line said, I miss you. And she was like, who is this? And she was like, you didn't save my number? SMH, right? It's Quita from the club. And he was like, laugh out loud. You know, I was probably too drunk. You know what I'm saying? My bad. Send me a pic to help me remember. Mm. Right? So, boom. Pic sent. Help him remember. Okay. Oh, shit, Quita, yeah. I remember. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? How you been, beautiful? You know what I'm saying? She just like, hey, you know, good. So then we jump to good. Just wondering if you still gonna show me how you can handle all this, like Damn. You told me.
Yeah. Woo. That nigga must be a rapper.
No, hold on.
Hey, look, listen.
In the trap house.
So then he goes on to, you know, reply. I can definitely show you. You know what I'm saying? She was like, I'm kind of kinky, though. I like doing it on living room furniture.
Mm.
Y'all ever had a bit tell you some shit like that? All right, never mind. That's just... Right. So I said she kinky. She like doing it on the living room furniture.
Shit, we can
that ain't really that kinky. Bit. That's just a designated that's space just, that's area. Just,
yeah.
All right.
So of course, he was...
Kinky to me is, let me fuck you on the stove while it's on.
All right, so in the course, he
boil some hot dogs by your ass.
Right.
And then, of course, he responds, and guess what I got in my living room? Motherfucking furniture.
And she sent the hearts. Damn.
Shout out to you, man.
That was...
Guess what he got?
That was...
That was
the hell of a comeback,
bro. Hey, that's a
guess what he got in the room. He got that furniture in that bit, right?
Hey, that is so, like
all damn. Right. So of course now at this point now we go to the next thing. All right, it's when you gonna come over? That's what old boy asked. She said I actually moved out of state, but if you want to fly me out, I'd be more than glad to come. He said that's no problem at all. I just got paid. And I have no bills due right now. Mm-mm. So he was just like, you know.
He explained it too much.
Yeah. Hashtag free check, nigga.
Yeah. I know.
Crazy, man. That bitch on the end like, got him. Yep. Grocery bag.
Yeah.
All right. Free check. So she said, so you have no bills due at all? And she like, question mark, like none? All right. He said, none. You hear me? So how much this ticket is? All right. So boom.
Crazy things the niggas do the ticket,
for real.
All right, so the ticket came back. I think the ticket ended up, I think I'm missing one on, but the ticket came up like $579. All right.
Jerks.
And he was like, damn, what the fuck you trying to do? Fly first class or some shit?
For real.
But he was like, send me the Cash App. What's your Cash App? Send me the Cash App. And
this nigga tripping.
He did the Cash App, right? He sent the Cash App, right? And then this is the message. This is the message that went in there. It said, "Here we go, right here. Dual blend chocolate 2-piece sectional is now paid in full. Confirmation number is 9717E35. This is an automated message from Renter Center. Do not reply." He said, "How the fuck y'all find me?"
Oh, this trickery!
Oh shit!
Oh, this trickery!
He said, "How y'all find me?" He said, "Y'all some hoes. That was my Christmas money. I was going to pay y'all regular ass when I got my ticket."
Damn.
When I got my ticket.
Shout out to the Renter Center.
Damn, yo.
See? That's why. See? Now, this is a valuable lesson.
Can't tell
here,
a man
right?
How to spend his money. That man was trying to spend his money on that.
Look, this is a valuable lesson here, right? This is a valuable lesson.
Go ahead.
The lesson of this is, that's why you got to make sure your credit's straight so you can get furniture from places like Rooms to Go. They don't pull this type of bullshit on your ass.
Exactly.
Random center. Them bitches are renting my daughter and she only fucking ate.
Them motherfuckers the feds, boy. You see how they just did that?
Like, for real.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, they know to see when they come knocking on your door. Oh, you missed the payment. Yeah, nah.
Y'all stop renting that shit.
Stop renting. Man, go to, cause see with Rooms to Go, they don't give a fuck if you don't pay. They don't care what you believe. They don't care.
Ashley Furniture.
Like, yeah, once they get their money through whatever bank they finance your ass through, so you don't pay that bitch, you gonna fuck up your credit. But they ain't coming.
Yeah, you ain't got the peak hole right. All the time. Everybody be quiet. They at the door.
They at the door. And the furniture quality be way better than Renter Center. I'm just saying.
Like, and then
love my bedroom set from Rooms to Go.
So check it out.
I don't know where I got mine from.
So we couldn't tell that man how to spend his money. He definitely was ready to pay for that. He definitely sent that Cash out to pay for that flight though.
American Signature.
To get flued out.
Oh yeah, they shit straight too.
Yeah. That's why I couched.
So what's y'all advice on that now?
Fuck Renter Center.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have no beef with them, brother. At the end of the day, I don't know nothing about them.
I mean, to each his own. If you got to start like that, you can start.
Yeah,
like
I mean, Renter Center, like I said, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? I think my favorite before I got into the Rooms to Go game, which was only 4 years ago when I bought the house or whatever, you know, it was this place, they actually went out of business, but they were called Color Time. I found them on the trail. I think that was like the best furniture place I ever dealt with far as a buy here, pay here type deal.
Mm,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. Color Time is that green building, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They had one like on the trail. They had one in Winter Garden. But like the customer service, it was straight and the furniture wasn't bad either. So, but I don't think they, like I said,
old school. My grandma was at Badcock. I went to Badcock.
See, I never went to Badcock.
Badcock.
I remember that Badcock shit.
Badcock was the shit.
I mean, but like it's so many places. You go. Only place I just could not ever get furniture from. They used to have those commercials all the time. They right over off the trail. American Freight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I ain't never.
Yeah, I could never. I went there one time looking at furniture because they said, "Oh, it's so cheap." Blah blah blah.
It was advertised.
I don't even think I got some from Rooms to Go because Rooms to Go kind of high too though.
I just don't know.
If you go to Ashley's, but you can go to Rooms to Go.
Yeah,
I can never. Find,
I went to American Signature.
You damn sure can go to Rooms to Go to America because I bought my first living room set from
the same
American
price
Signature.
Probably because we went.
Hey, at this point,
American Signature is good for
y'all can pay us for these sponsors. And then look, check this out. I'm for real because we dropping new names on there. Like, at the end of the day, I mean it's cool because we talking about y'all lad. But at the end of the day, like
don't shop there till they give us a check.
Yeah. Hey, and then
or y'all pay us for a recommendation or something.
Yeah.
I just feel like I don't really have that much. Like Tony said, that American Freight thing. I never really could find anything that I really liked it in that business.
Right.
It was just. To me, it just seemed, like, it was trash to me. And then
it just looked like
Yeah,
but you like, take it home, it's gonna break.
Yeah, right. Like I'm the type of person. Yeah. Like I'm picky, so it's, if I can't get it, and I'm he just ain't gonna do lying, it out.
Y'all.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna do it out. I'm just gonna do it out. I'm
surprised he picked me for the show.
So at the end of the day,
with my tardiness,
that's how I feel on that.
I made the draft.
Yeah,
like I say, we couldn't tell Buddy how to spend his money. At the end of the day, Ocho Cinco couldn't tell Buddy how to spend. You know, YK Osiris how to spend his money. At the end of the day,
we can't tell. When it comes down to
a grown man doing what he gonna do, like I just feel like
Tony, stop buying shoes. Fuck you.
It's not gonna work.
I can't tell Tony.
Nobody stop gonna be able shoes. To tell nobody.
Yeah, like it was crazy though.
Cannot do.
Speaking of shoes, because I had to straighten up. I was straightening up my shoes before I came here. And then I counted them. And you know, in your closet, you hang up your clothes.
Mm.
My shoes now all across the board have started reaching the bottom of my clothes.
Yeah, man.
How many pair you got right now?
56.
I got like 62.
I don't even want to count.
56 in the box.
And that's crazy because I need those containers.
I want them containers. I got to do something.
But, bro, the containers high as hell.
You, how many you got, PJ?
I don't want to count because if you add the sneakers, I don't add it this year on top of the hard bottoms that I
Oh, yeah, he got hard bottoms.
That's a lot of shit.
Yeah, see, all my shit is sneakers. Maybe two hard bottoms.
I got
54.
Sneakers, I got casual. I got a lot of casuals. I got a lot of hard bottoms. I got a lot of loafers.
I'm still shopping.
I got loafers. I got shoes. I ain't even. Whoa.
Fuck it. December sneaker war. That's what we're going to do.
Sneaker war in December.
Starting next Sunday.
Sneakers.
Because that's what me and Fly got. Tennis shoes. Whatever the fuck y'all want to call them.
So what you saying?
Yeah, what are you trying to say, Fly? That's what I'm trying to
get. I'm trying to. Every Sunday. You put on your hardest tennis shoe, and we're going to let the crowd see who really had that shit on. All December. Just four different pair of shoes. If everybody got over 50.
It's time to go to the vault.
If everybody got over 50. Because I got some shit that ain't even touched the ground yet. You know, I was fixing my shoes earlier. I said, oh damn.
I got some five.
Because I won't sit there. I don't have sneakers. So I would literally. It's not going to be
fast for
me. I would go buy some shit to make sure it's going to outdo your shit.
Yeah, no. You can't go buy some shit to outdo some shit I already got in the closet.
Oh, well, I got some shit.
And you know what I'm saying? I already know everybody just thinking, oh, yeah, only thing I'm trying to go have on Jordan. Nah, man. Shit, fuck these shirts. I'm going to rock these tattoos, man. I got some shit now.
Ooh.
I ain't even compete. Jordan.
I got some shit now. My true game and my shoe game.
I ain't got no shoes, y'all.
Let's get to this. I'm gonna go ahead and go into the.
And her name is Goldie. All
right, we come with the day. What the day say is this goes with something like this. All right, how did
he made up this riddle too, y'all?
I really did.
He made up this riddle, so it's the riddle and the joke. Don't look for no joke from me because the joke is right here.
PJ
made up.
All right, Tony.
Yo.
How did the fork and the spoon determine when it was proper to jump over the moon? When it was the right time to jump over the moon? You remember that? Remember that riddle?
Nope.
How did the fork and spoon?
Y'all remember the fork and the spoon that jumped over the
moon? They forked for it.
Huh?
They forked for it.
Okay.
I just since you wrote it up, I figured that'd be like an answer.
Nah, they just looked up the forecast. That's how they determine it is the right. Oh man.
Mama, I just killed a man.
Come on, man.
Put a gun against his head. Pull the trigger. Now he's dead. Mama.
Hey, bro.
Ooh.
Do you know that was my grandma's favorite song?
I can't believe that.
Damn. This man said, check the fork.
I'm sorry, y'all. I thought PJ had us covered with that one. Nope, clearly he did not.
Yeah. I didn't have y'all. I had y'all covered.
Yeah, the forecast. You literally had us covered then.
It was the forecast, man. And look, how did they determine it was the right time?
It was the forecast. Wow.
They had to check the weather, man.
I love it. I love it.
You see what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Dang. Good job. Good job, brother. You did it.
Bro, that's a custom made one, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, check it. Since nobody, everybody hating on my
No.
Since everybody hating on my riddle.
We not hating. We just being responsible.
Yep.
I'm going to give y'all the quarter of the day real quick.
Oh, shit.
The quarter of the day says, next time a block call number calls you, answer like this. Local sperm bank. You jack it, we pack it. How can I help you? That's how he supposed to answer that text message. Bro, first of all, why the hell these companies feel like it's cool to just text your ass and shit now?
Shit, I got your number. You got my shit. You owe me. What you mean?
Man,
if you own the business, well, you have a business. Ma'am,
I'm just going to put a lien on your shit.
Some.
I'm just going to put a lien on it. That's all it is to it. I ain't going to bust no grapes, no sweat. Listen, just know before you move,
Tony,
you sell that
a
business.
Person ain't paid you. Hey, all right, you don't want to pay me? I'm going to come chop your head just down.
You
knock him down.
Nigga, I'm on that plow shit. Nigga owe me some money. He ain't got to pay me.
What you going to do? You going to... He gonna land the bushes like Jim Carrey. You remember that Me, Myself, and Irene? What
Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, you remember Jim Carrey when he steal the
bro, whatever happened to Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey need to come back.
Jim Carrey, that nigga, man, for real.
Jim Carrey, yeah, all right. That's the goal.
Fire Marshal Bill himself, ladies
check it
and
out,
gentlemen.
Man. Check it out. All right, so to... All right, y'all go ahead, man. Anything closing on that, man, because like I said, we're gonna be out. Tony MFD got to go catch this game. And all this other stuff. So, boom. Let's run it. What you got? What you got? What you got? Spending that money. I'll tell you what I got. This is what I got. This is my closing on spending that money, right? This is mine. And I do not own the rights to this song. MFD.
Say that shit. Save that shit.
December 11th, though, we getting them cool grades, though, right?
Nah, man.
What?
I told you, bro, I already got them shits in the closet, man. Yeah. When you stay ready, you ain't never got to get ready, you feel me?
That is fine. I just need to add those to the...
I mean, but I ain't gonna flex. Mine the cool gray lows.
I don't rock lows 11s.
You do. Yeah, I killed them bitches.
Yeah. See, I
who want to see it?
I'm putting them things in the vault.
Jock, Tony really said a shoe. Every what you call
man,
it.
Man, my true game and my shoe game. I got on the white Vapes right now. Cocaine, pure cocaine. Oh. And by the way, if you own a pair of VaporMaxes and you cleaning them with a scrub brush, stop. You can throw these bitches in the washer. You ain't going to hurt them. Trust me. I done did it like 3 or 4 times, and they still good. Just take them out. Well, if you got a newer washer, if you still got the one with that big-ass damn tub thing coming up the middle, don't throw the bitches in there.
Yeah.
Nah.
You
got to get the ones with the blades at the bottom. The cleaners at the bottom of the washer.
That big old sound like it's a bit knocking at the door.
Right. Yeah, don't do that. So let me tell you that right there. But yeah, you can throw these in the washer. I can't make any promise.
Yes, yes. lies to the press. I just like to say I feel blessed on this one. Yeah.